27 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. Today is the 9th of Muharram, 1444. Well, it's good to see our beloved, fadilatul, honorable, respected Ustaz Mubarak Faiz this Monday morning. Welcome back, Ustaz. And of course, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Muharram, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 22. We start the surah and chapter today. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, hadha min fadli Rabbi, hadha rahmatun min Rabbi. It is Suratul Hajj, the chapter regarding pilgrimage, and it is chapter 22. It was revealed after the migration of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and it comprises 78 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful, Almighty Allah is addressing the entire human race. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. O humankind, O people, fear Almighty Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Carry out the do's that he tells us and commands us to do. We all know we must speak the truth. We all know we must not harm people unnecessarily. And we all know that one day we have to die. So remember all the don'ts we must abstain from: alcohol, drugs, fornication, adultery, so all their interest and so forth. So abstain from all the haram and all the things that are unlawful, and carry out those actions which you have to do. Fear your sustainer, nourisher, based on respect for him and based on love for him, for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The day will come, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the true Muslims throughout the world, we say that there are two Qiyamahs, one the micro, one the macro. Qiyamah means the day of judgment. So one is when that person dies, then individually the micro starts, meaning that man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu, when he, that person, remember, he passes away, then the individual Qiyamah, the micro, has started already. And one is the macro, when everything will perish, everything demolished, he, Almighty Allah, alone was, is, will always be. And that is in chapter 28 and verse 88. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah, that everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He was, he is, he always will be. So these are great lessons for us, chapter 28 and verse 88. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. Verily, the violent shaking on that day, when the day of justice, the day of judgment is ushered in, is something very, very great, huge, magnanimous, and remember, beyond human capacity, ability, and we cannot perceive and comprehend it. See the signs, Almighty Allah informs us of that day. Yawma tarawnaha, the day you see it, the sa'a, the day of justice. Tadhalu kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at. The lady who will be breastfeeding her baby or somebody else's baby, she will even forget to breastfeed the baby. And those ladies who are pregnant, وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا, and all the ladies who are pregnant, they will lose their baby, they will lose their child, because of the horror and the terror they will witness. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى, you will see the people walking as though they are drunk and intoxicated. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, but they are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَا كِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but the punishment of Almighty Allah, the chastisement of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Therefore, O Muslim, O human being, read chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 194. Chapter 3, Surah 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, O Allah, do not disgrace and humiliate us in this wonder day of justice. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا, do not disgrace, humiliate us, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the day of justice, the day of judgment. Today, mashallah, is the 9th of Muharram 1444. Majority of us are fasting with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That's very good. Some countries today is already the 10th, and that is majority of the countries, in fact, in the world. So very good if you are fasting. And for us here in Southern Africa is the 9th. So we should be fasting on the 9th and 10th today, Monday and Tuesday. And tomorrow is a holiday in South Africa. We know that. So therefore, it's ideal as well. And if you can't manage fasting today for some reason or the other, then fast on Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's the first thing. Tonight, you feed your family, no going to restaurant and going outside in your house. Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Bayhaqi and various compilations, when you increase the risk and sustenance for your family, your wife, your children, parents, and so forth, then Almighty Allah will make your sustenance easy for the remainder of the year. One of the great ulama, Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, used to say that for more than 50 years we tried it and it worked exactly like that. فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. If you want a reference of all this, go open Lataiful Ma'arif of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah. And thereafter, remember the fasting, then the feeding of our family. Do that tonight, Monday night. And thereafter, remember, تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. It's not time for merrymaking and parties and have a big jowl and carnival atmosphere and attitude. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the day and the night of Ashura. It is the time when Almighty Allah accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people, the Israelites. Allah Jalla wa Ala rescued and saved them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people. وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Allah will accept the tawbah and repentance of the latter generations, me and you. So tonight, tomorrow is a serious occasion for reflection and introspection, making dua, begging Almighty Allah. Then we go to some international news. Look at the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. Unprovoked, they went and they attacked the people of Gaza. 2 million people there approximately. More than 40% of the people there are less than 14 years old, children. And they go and attack, they murder and they kill children, they kill women, they kill the men, and they say they are democracy. They are, remember, mass killers, baby killers. That's what they are. And therefore, they are not the chosen people, but they are the cursed people on this earth and in the year after. That is what the Quran Sharif and the Noble Quran tells us. Not one, several places. Remember that. Second one, remember, it's a smack in the face for every Muslim. And these Arab tenpot dictators, murtads, ghardar, the apostates and traitors to Islam. Look at over 1,700 Jutla settlers entering Masjid al-Aqsa yesterday, defiling it, desecrating it. And where these Arab tenpot dictators, murtads of Saudi Arabia, where are the Emirates, where are Bahrain and Morocco, Egypt and Jordan? So that is our fatwa clear on that issue. Where are the Salafi scholars, the scholars for dollars, who can't speak one word against MBS and so forth? So a shame and disgrace for this ummah. When our first Qibla is under threat, and that's what they want, you must remember, to demolish the Qubbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. They call that Temple Mount, and they want to establish that Haikale Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. This is not an Arab-Israeli issue. It's not an Arab-Israeli issue. It is a Jutla, Jewish, Zionist issue one side, and the true Muslims on other side. Those who are traitors, those who are fence-sitters, people sit on the fence, are committing a major offense. We don't address them. They will be dealt with by Almighty Allah. We speak about the true Muslims. Remember that you have to make dua, or at its minimum, Almighty Allah decimate and destroy this entire Zionist apartheid entity known as Israel. Look at the other side of the world. In Mexico, you see a person murders four Muslims. And Biden says, I'm very concerned about it because Muslims are very dear to us. Biden, you sleepy Joe, go tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. Go tell that to the animals there in America or anywhere else. You are the person that you encourage, you must remember, the murder of the Palestinians there by your Zionist policy and your foreign policy. You are the one who are the people are guilty of the murder mayhem there in Iraq. Why you don't arrest George Bush and so forth? He and Biden and Blair, B&B, war criminals. Who is stealing the oil there in Syria from the Syrian people? If it's not your regime. So all those are effects which we can and we know are something nobody can deny. But you see, when this ummah is so weak and hopeless, useless, impotent, that they can see what they can do, only they condemn. That also, that is just, you know, the Saudi paper and newspaper, Arab news, after 2-3 days, then only they condemn. That type of condemnation is not worth the paper on which is written, because they all are in bed with the Israelis and the Jutlas. Tomorrow they will wake up with the Jews and Jutlas, and then they will know Khasir al-Dunya wal-Akhirah. They are the losers in this world and in the year after. Our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, we'll have interview, inshallah, with Mauna Zahid. Today we will discuss Fiji, inshallah, Aziz. Between 1 and 2, we'll have tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today we start and commence Surah Saf, and that is chapter 61, and 1:30 to 2, we go to the archive, Surah Qasas, 8 to 10, live Q&A with Mawlana Arafat and myself, inshallah al-Aziz. So make dua. Today, tonight is an auspicious night, tomorrow auspicious day. Allah Jalla Wala, let the haq and the truth prevail. Allah decimate the Pharaoh's agents. Today we got many despotic agents and tenpot dictators, all Almighty Allah decimate, destroy them if there's no hidayat and guidance for them.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustaz, just a quick message to the listeners. Of course, Merkaz Haba is down at the moment currently. So from 2:30, we're down this morning. I know a lot of listeners are messaging, so I said, inshallah, we will try and do something about that, inshallah. Ustaz, let's go to Brother Bob. He says, AK, do you think that Cyril Ramaphosa is rebuilding South Africa? Bob, Ustaz.
Remember that as far as South Africa goes, we know the history of South Africa, and that is, we must remember, we had the white minority regime, and that is, they were apartheid, they only cared for their 5-10%, and the rest of us were considered nine whites and so forth. So that was a crime against humanity. As far as the government ANC goes, remember, according to me, they have caused more damage than apartheid to this country here in less than 30 years. Show me one department that is functioning properly. I just returned from Durban. Till now you can see some of the roads because of the floods and what. Nothing done. Just lying there and people hoping. Some places no water. Remember 2-3 days no water and so forth. So how you function, you see that now load shedding has become a daily occurrence. So remember, what you're speaking of developing, they're only interested in filling their own pockets and in ruling and fooling the masses. That's all. So a total disaster, if you ask me, and they send South Africa backwards instead of progressing.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is it permissible to sell people's goods if they don't collect it after a period of 1 month with a visible notice, Ustad?
Remember the way I understand your question, in the old days when I used to go play in our shop and so forth, I was never in our business, but I just used to go play there and just play, you know, see what's happening and run away. So they used to call it deposit. Nowadays they call it lay-by and so forth. So that customer came, he laid by some shoes or some material or some furniture or what have you. The agreement was that 1 month that he will come and pay the balance and so forth. So you took half or quarter amount of the money, you kept it, and after 1 month he or she did not come. Now what happens in that case? So you can sell it to another person because the time has elapsed. But when he or she comes, Islamically you have to give them full refund. You can't say, no, I'm deducting here because of storage, or I'm deducting because of this expenses and that expenses. All that is haram and not permissible. You have to refund the customer the full refund. That is Islam. So we need to understand that properly.
My name is Grayson. I love your show. Please advise me on the following. I miss my child. I lost him in a car accident due to my negligence. He comes to me every night in a dream, and our dreams true. It just feels so real, AK. He was only 10 years old 5 years ago. My name is Grayson, Ustad.
May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for you, my brother Grayson. What happens in a case like that? Your son is ma'asum. He's innocent. He passed away. Remember, all children, whether they call them Jew, Christian, Hindu, whatever, as long as they are not mature, as long as they have not obtained and attained the age of puberty, they go to paradise and Jannah. For those, that is the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So your son, my brother Grayson, is giving you a message. I will go to paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus. What about you? It was your negligence, and remember that you were guilty. Maybe you were drunk, maybe you were speeding, maybe you were neglectful, playing with your cell phone or something. Whatever the circumstances are, you don't have to mention anything. It's water under the bridge. But now what is the way forward? Remember, if you say you're going to become a Muslim, then you'll have to. If you say you become a Muslim, you have to fast for 2 consecutive months. That is Islam. Because this, you committed murder, but the murder is unintentional. So therefore, it's still a crime. So 2 months you have to fast consecutively if you embrace Islam. Secondly, you embrace Islam and you will find closure in this sense. That beloved son of yours, who one day will enter paradise, inshallah, because all children enter paradise. So inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, so you should take that as an invitation. My son, my beloved son, is inviting me towards something greater. So once you are ready and prepared, you go to your local mosque there, or you contact us, and mashallah, you become a Muslim. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala guide you and your family, and may Almighty Allah grant your child also the best place, and that is Jannatul Firdaus.
I see Jonah says that I know that we both know that we agree to disagree, AK, but I really want to apologize for the killing of your Palestinian children and brothers. I'm really, really sorry, AK Jonah Ustad.
Your story doesn't mean much. You must remember to me or to the Muslim Ummah, because you are murdering and killing our Muslim people and children. Not now. You are murdering them for the past 74 years and more. You go, Jonah, and study your history. Who were massacring the people before the apartheid regime of Israel came into existence, in the Stern gang and the Haganah gang and so forth? Who were murdering the Muslims and the Palestinians? Who were murdering the people, remember? And yet they got the audacity to say no, that the Muslims, the Palestinians were misfiring and they killed their own children and so forth. You see, so this type of apology means very little. It doesn't bring back our flowers. It doesn't bring back our children. It doesn't bring back the peace. Nothing. Remember this. This is all electioneering. You know the elections are very near there in Israel. So what happens when there is electioneering? Then there is, you must remember, that the people know that they are, we have to vote. So how you vote? They vote by who can kill more Palestinians. That is the policy of Israel. Israel. It's an occupational force, it's a terrorist regime, it's an apartheid regime, and the earlier it gets dismantled, the sooner, the better, not only for Muslims, but for humanity at large. Same thing with America. You see that they will target and say we killed the super terrorist and the mastermind. So Obama says he killed Osama. That also a big lie. And Osama passed away, rahimullah, long before that. Now Sleepy Joe comes and say he killed and murdered, remember, Ayman Zawahiri. All big lie. He passed away, rahimahullah. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, our martyrs. Remember in 2020, so it's electioneering to fool the masses, remember that. So because they know the masses are gullible, whole day watching the TV and so forth. So this type of apology to us means very little and not worth the paper on which is written. You have to address your jutlas. Speak like Gideon Levy. Gideon Levy is covering this conflict. Not Arab-Israel, Muslim-Jewish conflict. Muslim-Zionist conflict for past 40 years and more. And he's telling the jutlas that your policy is wrong. Your attitude is wrong. And you are not considering the Palestinians even as human beings. One day he even wrote, Gideon Levy, that these settlers, we can't even call them human beings, that they are subhuman. And therefore we say, this is our fatwa, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, Ustad. I see Sister Wendy, Ustad, she needs some advice from you. She says, AK, please can you give my son some inspiration? He's a paraplegic and just wants to give up on life. Wendy, Ustad.
My sister Wendy, thank you for calling us and in this early part of the morning. Remember, my son, you cannot be negative in life. Any person, our sons, our daughters, our brothers, sisters in humanity, whatever the circumstances are, Almighty Allah loves us so much. He created us. He gave us eyes. He gave us ears. He gave us the ability to speak and communicate. Yes, there will be challenges in life. Sometimes we are crippled, sometimes paraplegic, sometimes we are so ill and cancer and what have you, we can't do much for ourselves. But does that mean that we must become negative? No. Remember that La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53. When a person realizes his or her mission on this earth, then that person will know the only way they can find true peace, serenity and tranquility is through Islam. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Chapter 39, verse 53. Verily Almighty Allah is going to forgive all the sins, but provided that person becomes a true Muslim and a true believer and so forth. Therefore, each one of us should realize that we have an extra goal and message on this earth and mission on this earth. And that is, we practice Islam, or we embrace Islam if we're non-Muslim, and then we promote it, we propagate it without being apologetic and compromising, and we always turn to Almighty Allah. You just give up on life and become negative, so that becomes worse when people commit suicide and so forth and so on. So therefore, my brother, turn more and more to the Supreme Being, Almighty Allah, and then you will see your life will change for the better.
Ustaz, there's a listener saying that Mufti Sahib, regarding the Hajj trip, you told us that we should contact you for the attorney's number, but we're phoning Merkaz Sahaba, but Mufti Sahib, we're not getting the number. Ustaz,
remember I sent out the other day that Zahir Umar's letter to all the groups on Telegram. If you just go to the groups or you go to Telegram, you will find all the details there and so forth. Just send me a message, 071-888-1184, and you can contact Zahir Umar, or you can contact his son Hafiz Abu Bakr, and inshallah, if they want to, they will help you. If they don't want, then you get other attorneys. Obviously, they will be cost and all that. Nobody will do free of charge, you know. So we must remember all these things as well.
Somebody says here, Ustaz, that is it not an insult for me to call another woman my mother while my biological mother is still alive, Ustaz?
Remember that if you call people because of age, so you go to, you know, when we were young, so our parents, because we grew up in the location, so we were the few Muslims there, then we have non-Muslims, we had the Hindus, we had the Tamils, we had the Africans, we had all these type of people, but they taught us when we were very young, when an elderly person come, you say uncle, or you say auntie, or something like that. So does that mean you insulting your biological uncle? Does it mean you insulting your biological auntie? Obviously not. So when you call your mother-in-law mummy, for example, does it mean that you are insulting your biological mother? No. So you look at the urf, you look at the tradition, the custom and norm and so forth. So that's totally permissible. So your point is not valid, brother, sister.
Somebody said, Ustad, as an employer, I have only two Muslim staff. We're having a Brahi month end, and I want them to attend. If I allow a separate Brahi stand for them, other workers would say this is apartheid. What solution do you have for me, sir? Anonymous Ustad.
Remember, for them to attend your Brahi, even if you bring all the food that's halal, separate Brahi stand, all that still is not permissible. They will be all the intermingling there. The men and the women will be there. The music will be there. The people will be jiving and dancing. Carnival attitude from A to Z. Everything is haram. So don't impose upon your Muslims to come to this type of unlawful functions. It's not permissible for a Muslim. They're working in a certain company. So now, end of the month, end of the year, now you're having a party. There's wine there, there's swine there, there's dancing there, music there, nudity there, and so many other things. And say, no, I'm giving you one side halal food. So remember, even with that halal food, the entire function for a Muslim is haram and not permissible.
I see a listener from Durban says, what's the latest with Putin, Ustad?
The latest with Putin is, remember, they destroyed already one third or more of the arms that America, NATO, and all of them has given to them. So he's giving them a good thrashing and so forth. Therefore, some politicians in America and so forth are saying, we better stop this financing because we ourselves will run bankrupt and so forth. So there's no way they're going to beat Putin. Putin has the greatest amount of nuclear arms and so forth, and he knows that. And best part, yesterday when I came back, so I was going through my news, so I chuckled when I saw that Russia is condemning Israel in the strongest terms. So the whole world, people who got common sense, we don't speak of traitors and so forth, like America and other one, two countries who are still supporting Israel. But so many countries have condemned Israel for their their war crimes and for the attack, unprovoked attack on, remember, unjustified attack on Gaza and invading Masjid al-Aqsa, our third holiest mosque and so forth. And then remember that this condemnation goes to United Nations. You want to take action? Then you will see Uncle Sam, America will use their veto. So that is what happens. That it gets stopped. So Russia uses it to their advantage as well. People want to condemn Russia and so forth. So they want to take action, they use their veto. So you ask all these Western countries and puppets and traitors that when Russia invaded Ukraine, in 5 days, sanctions everything. This Israeli apartheid terrorist Zionist Nazi regime, they have invaded, occupied Palestine for more than 70 years. How come no sanctions? How come no all action, real action against them? It shows a case of double standards everywhere against the Muslims and so forth. Any person can see that. So because they are Jutlas, because they are Jews, because they are whiteys, so a different law for them. So that is the problem we're having with this modern world. Okay, is there any question?
One more, Ustad. There's a brother by the name of Jody. He says, I never believed in a God, but after Saturday's accident, I now believe. Death surrounded me, but I was untouched and unharmed at all. Only a God can do this. Bless me, Jesus. Ustad, Jody.
Remember that Jesus was a human being and Jesus was born. Jesus, you say Christians, he died on the cross. So how can a God be born? How can a God die? And how can a God be buried and so forth? So you must say that the Almighty God, Almighty Allah saves me. Jesus also used to worship him, Almighty Allah. And the second coming will come of Jesus for this very reason, to show the Jews and the Christians that you better believe in me, otherwise you will be in serious problem. So yes, we told you 1,000 times that there is a supreme being who makes the sun rise, the sunset, who gave us life and death, all that only Almighty Allah. So tonight, remember, start fasting, and tomorrow as well. And if you are not fasting today, then you fast Tuesday, Wednesday. Tonight, serve your family, mashallah, some nice meal. Don't go to restaurants and go here and there in your confine of your house. Make sincere tawbah and inshallah 1 to 2 tafsir and then mashallah 8 to 10 Q&A. Now Brother Uwaisi will render the news and then inshallah Mauna Khalid Yaqub will continue and 7 o'clock will be news and then Mauna Zahid Khan. Barakallahu fiqh. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.